iPhones will soon be able to import, store health data, by Trip Michael in the Wall Street Journal. With its leap into the electronic health records field, Apple Incorporated is trying to solve a problem that has vexed tech companies for years: simplify disparate networks of medical information and putting more data into the hands of consumers. Apple on Wednesday said an update to its operating system for iPhones and iPads this spring will include a health records feature, which will import and store medical information covering allergies, conditions, immunizations, lab results, medications, procedures, and vitals. A dozen hospitals are participating, including Johns Hopkins Medicine in Baltimore, Cedars-Sinai in Los Angeles, and Penn Medicine in Philadelphia. The effort to securely simplify and democratize health records won't be easy, say physicians who watched Microsoft Corp. and Alphabet Inc.'s Google wrestle with similar efforts over the years. Apple's late arrival to medical records, though, gives it advantages its rivals didn't enjoy, physicians say, including the benefits of more consolidated hospital networks and concentration among medical record systems. Apple is in the right spot, said Eric Topol, author of The Creative Destruction of Medicine, and a physician at the nonprofit Scripps Research Institute. Starting in 2011, the U.S. government spent an estimated $40 billion in stimulus money on healthcare information technology, according to McKinsey and Company, encouraging doctors and hospitals to install electronic medical records systems and triggering a massive shift toward electronic health information. Apple said it has secured participation from two of the U.S. largest medical records providers, Epic Systems Corporation and Cerner Corporation, which account for more than 50% of medical records management, as well as Athena Health Incorporated, which accounts for almost 2%, according to CLAS Research, who analyzes the industry. But Apple needs to get more hospitals to share data in order for the health records feature to be valuable, said Noga Levener, co-founder of Picnic Health, a startup that helps patients consolidate their medical records. Some hospitals in the same system use different variations of electronic records, even from the same provider, and frequently don't have agreements to share data, Ms. Levener said. People want complete information, not just records from only one of six doctors, she said. Another challenge, expanding information beyond simple listings such as allergies and lab results, she said. Tens of millions of Americans with chronic conditions need more detailed information, such as pathology reports for cancer patients or medical images for people with knee injuries. Apple's push into medical records is its latest effort to break into the $3.2 trillion U.S. healthcare market. Last year, the company announced its first medical study of heart rhythms using the Apple Watch, and it launched HealthKit in 2014, providing a way for health apps to share information.